This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. To say that being a police officer over the past year has been a tough gig would be a definite understatement. Since the death of Michael Brown in Ferguson last August, the reputation and trust afforded to officers nationwide has been questioned. Smartphone videos, body cameras have changed everything. Despite the perception of an increase in complaints about the use of police force, there's this. The Dallas Police Department claims a dramatic drop in the number of complaints. Joining us now, Naomi Martin, a reporter for the Dallas Morning News. She's written about the self-proclaimed success of the Dallas PD and what some skeptics are saying today. Welcome, Naomi.
Thank you.
So, Naomi, Dallas Police Chief David Brown says there's a sharp drop in excessive force complaints against officers. Why would that be the case?
So Chief Brown talks about how the department has improved and increased the frequency of a new training that they're doing called reality-based training, where they look at things like Ferguson or Eric Garner's death in New York, different ways that police have handled encounters that led to deaths or controversial incidents. And they're basically reenacting these incidents and trying to end them in a way that doesn't end a life and is more peaceful. So they are doing this training at least once a year for everyone who is on patrol. They're doing it every 2 years for the whole department. And he says that they're now beginning to see results because everyone's gone through it. So he thinks that that has a lot to do with it. It's emphasizing de-escalation and talking through issues, slowing things down, not rushing into an emergency, but sort of waiting outside and trying to calm things down before it gets out of hand.
Let me make sure that I understand something here. The chief is basically saying we have this new training program and that's driving down complaints. Is there data to back that up?
No one has studied this. The academics that I spoke to were all very interested in why the complaints are so down. They went down from about 147 in 2009. Mm-hmm. To just 13 so far this year.
Just 13 this year.
Yes. And in past years, there's always been, or in a lot of the past years since 95, there have been over 100. So it's a really dramatic decline. And a lot of the criminologists who I spoke to said that without this issue being really studied, it's hard to just draw a line from one thing to another. They said that there could be other factors like the so-called Ferguson effect, mm-hmm. where, you know, a lot of people think that police officers might be holding themselves back a little more because they don't want to be at the center of a viral video.
Yeah, they don't want to be the officer that makes the wrong decision and gets splashed all over YouTube. I totally understand that. But what did the Dallas PD have to say about that?
Chief Brown actually is really against that notion. He thinks that that is like insulting to officers. Hmm. But, you know, some of his command staff and some of the police unions and officers who I've spoken to, they all kind of agree that's definitely a factor in policing today, that none of these officers can just ignore what's been happening in the news. And so even if Chief Brown doesn't want to say out loud that he thinks officers are holding back, other officers are saying it. So it's definitely out there.
And it's hard to ignore the possibility that maybe there's some unconscious decision-making taking place on the street that's impossible to sort of define. You spoke with several criminologists about this swing in complaints. Not everyone on board that training could have such a dramatic effect. Why not?
Well, one of them from UTD said that the training wouldn't have had that great of an impact in such a short time, especially if it was just started in the last year or two. Some of the criminologists said that they were sort of skeptical of, you know, whether there was a change in the way they were counted, but the department, the Chief Brown and his internal affairs commander, who was the one who provided the numbers, they both said that they like triple checked the numbers, that they were even skeptical that they were valid because of how drastic it was. So they said that they were looking into, you know, before they released the numbers to me, they had looked into whether they were undercounting them or classifying them differently. And they promised, you know, that they weren't. So until we figure out whether they were, you know, this is what they're saying.
You can read all about it in the Dallas Morning News. Naomi Martin is a reporter there. Naomi, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.